Chazar Zeichanish from Sabachi Chesel Shulagam Rav Yehuda Meseches Eivrin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara quoted a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon whether something that is only Yosher mid the Rabbanon is that mutter to do that thing ben Hashmoshes or not. The Gemara says we find this machlokes in a Braisa. The Braisa says if someone puts an Eiv above 10 Tvachim in a tree, it's not a valid Eiv. If it's put below 10 Tvachim, it's valid even though he can't take it from the tree on Shabbos because of the Rabbanon. But since he can take it from the tree during ben Hashmoshes, when the Eiv takes effect, so therefore it's a valid Eiv. If it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, it's considered to be on the ground and may be taken even on Shabbos. If the Erev is placed in a basket, even higher than 10 tefachim, it's a valid Erev. This is all according to Rebbe. The Braisa says that the Chum say in any situation where one may not take the Erev on Shabbos itself, it's not a valid Erev. It's not a valid Erev. Now the Chum can't be arguing on the last case because that would mean that they say that even when the Erev is in a basket, it's also to take it because it's using the tree. That would in turn mean that the Chum say using the side of the tree, the tzidei of the tree or something attached to the tree is also on Shabbos, and we don't find that they hold that anywhere else. Therefore, it must be that they argue in the earlier case, and the Machlekes is whether something which is usher because of a shus, because of the Rabbanon, is mutter to do ben hashmashus. In fact, the Gemara, what are the characteristics of the tree discussed in the Braisa? If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, that's a makom patur, and the Erev could be taken from there on Shabbos. If it's 4 tefachim or more, why does the Erev become valid when it's placed in a basket? It's above, it's in Rishus HaYachid. Gemara says, Ravina said, the earlier part of the Braisa discussed the tree that's 4 tefachim wide, and that's why the Erev is considered to be in Rishus HaYachid. The later part of the Braisa discusses a case where the tree is less than 4 tefachim wide, but when combined with the basket, it becomes 4 tefachim or more wide. Therefore, it's not considered to be Rishus HaYachid, but it is considered that the Erev is resting on a place of 4 tefachim, because Rebbe holds like a mayor that says that we view the tree as being carved out, thereby making an area of 4 tefachim with the basket, which is necessary because Rebbe holds like a Yehuda that the Erev has to be put on a place of at least 4 tefachim. Mar says this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is found in the Braisa, where he says that an Erev placed on a beam that's 10 tefachim high in the Rishus HaRabim is only valid if the beam is also 4 tefachim wide. He says that if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it need not be 4 tefachim wide, because then it would be viewed as if it were sitting on the Rishus HaRabim floor. Mar asks, we said that the case of the basket in the Braisa is discussing a tree that's less than 4 tefachim wide, which together with the basket becomes 4 tefachim. Although this will not be considered Rishus HaYachid, still for purpose of Erev, that's what we need it to be. Who's the sheet that it holds this way? It can't be Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, because he says in the Braisa that if someone puts a basket 4 tefachim wide atop a pole in Rishus HaRabim, that's a din of Rishus HaYachid, because we say Gurachas, the walls are viewed as extending down to the ground. Presumably he would say the same thing with the case of a basket hanging from a tree, and it would therefore be considered Rishus HaYachid. Mar says it can be Rabbi Yosef, it could be Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. In the case of the pole, we say good achas because the walls would be surrounding the pole, and we don't have to come on to any other further conceptual leniencies, any other coolers. In the case of the tree, besides good achas, we also have to come on to the concept of viewing the tree as if it was carved out. He would not use both coolest, both of these concepts together, and would therefore agree that in the case of the tree, it does not result in becoming Rishus HaYachid. Gemara says, or Yirmiyahu said, the case of the tree was actually discussing a tree that was 4 tefachim wide. The reason why the Erev is valid even when they place the basket is because the basket can be tilted down to less than 10 tefachim, in which case there is access to the Erev during Beit HaShemashah. So although it was not tilted then, since it could have been tilted then, and it could have been taken then Beit HaShemashah, so it's good enough. Rav Bar Shavua Yisra Papa, a Mishnah says, when Yom Tov is on Friday, and someone wants to make an Erev for Friday and Shabbos, the Erev for Shabbos must be in existence on Friday evening, so he can have food placed in the place that he wants to establish the Erev Bein HaShemashos on Thursday evening. He could then carry the food back home, because it's Yom Tov, so carrying is allowed, and then he could return it there for Bein HaShemashos on Friday. We see from this Mishnah that he must actually place the food there during Bein HaShemashos of Yom Tov, and it's not enough that it could have been brought there. Similarly, it should not be enough that the basket could be tilted. If it wasn't actually tilted, it should have to be tilted. Mar says, or Zayir said, in truth, the potential for the Erev to be in the proper place is good enough, which is why the potential for tilting is enough. The reason why the Mishnah says that the Erev must actually be brought to the place, and it's not enough that it could be brought there on Yom Tov, is because we're concerned for a case of Yom Tov, when Yom Tov is on Sunday, in which case the Erev can't potentially be brought there during Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos evening, because if that's actually Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So to prevent someone from mistakenly relying on that, we also make that the Erev actually be there in a case when Yom Tov is on Friday, and not the fact that it could be brought there is not enough, and the Erev has to actually be brought there for Bein HaShemashos of Thursday.